Firstly, how are you feeling?
Well, crook, but otherwise okay.
Are the symptoms similar to a regular sort of flu?
Yeah, you know, just aches and pains and sore throats and coughs.
Now, how many of you are in quarantine?
There's 8 of us here.
8?
Yeah.
And what does it actually mean to be in quarantine?
Well, we run a business from our farm, so obviously we can't continue that. And we've got students in Year 11 and 12 who are meant to be doing assessments and exams, and they can't do those. So that makes it a bit difficult for them for school.
Well, I'm sorry you're all feeling so lousy. Can you run us through what happened? When did you first become aware that you might have been at risk of swine flu?
Well, not until we got home. We were getting off the boat and filled in our forms, and we were told that somebody would contact us from public health if need be. And there was no mention of swine flu whatsoever at that point. So we then travelled 6 hours home, got home, and it was on the news, and we got a phone call saying that there has been a confirmed case. So.
And when did you start to feel unwell?
Our two youngest, a three-year-old and five-year-old, and myself were feeling unwell when we were on the ship, the last couple of days on the ship. But then since we've got home, another three have started to get symptoms of a flu, sore throats and sniffles.
Okay, so you got home and you received this phone call.
Yeah.
And what happened after that?
Our son was actually really had extremely high temperatures.
Right.
And we actually had to go into town in an ambulance to take him to hospital.
And when you got to hospital, what happened then?
Confinement. The four of us went in. They actually had to shut down the air conditioning so that it didn't circulate. There was no air circulation in the hospital. So the staff of the hospital were just running ragged in hot conditions.
Mm.
The nurse who handled us was so good. The poor thing was, you know, they were covered in safety gear and no air conditioning. She was hot as, but she just kept going. She was really, really good.
And are you walking around at home with face masks on?
Because we're on a farm and the whole house was exposed before we knew anything, we're not. But if somebody comes near the farm, we obviously will. We've actually locked our farm down.
Right.
So no one can get onto it.